to people. And so the more that I can take myself out of the equation and allow people to step into the stories, the better that it is. And so I don't mind being, you know, nameless if they're the one taking the story upon themselves.
That is a great story. You are currently touring across the Western provinces, going towards Vancouver. Do you have any plans to come to Winnipeg?
So, funny story, I have never played a show in Winnipeg before.
What?
I've talked to people about this quite a lot, and it's just any time that the opportunity has come up, it has fallen through, and et cetera, et cetera. So I do plan to come to Winnipeg. I don't know when that is. There are some things that I have to work out, but eventually I like Winnipeg, and I like a lot of the musicians, actually, that come out of Winnipeg. Winnipeg scene is fantastic, but we'll see.
All right, well, let's make that happen. Let's make that happen. I have been speaking with Poor Nameless Boy out of Regina, Saskatchewan. He is currently on tour. Hey, there's this song I found called, Atlantic Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Want to listen to that?
Sure thing.
While we get out of here, yeah, we'll listen to that and maybe something more. All right. Thank you for joining me, Poor Nameless Boy.
Thanks so much.
All right, you are listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. Keep it here on the afternoon.
Some nights I feel like I can touch the moon. Beyond my fingertips, the smell of your perfume. A candle burning in the windowsill. I wrote a letter and I sent it out by train. I ran into the reverend, he asked of you again. And he said, that I heard from you to wish you well. Cause when you're done with you out your way, heaven's closer than it may seem. In the Atlantic Ocean never bothered me. Last October you went running by the lake. The headphones make it easy to freely meditate. I'd meet you at the diner on 13th. I'd show up early and order our caffeine. The regulars, the table already picked up. Cause when you're done with you out your way, heaven's closer than it may.
another good hangout with poor nameless boy. We spoke originally April of 2019. He was our interview guest of the week. We'll have another one next time out. All right, here's another of this. It's called Comic Book Radio Theater. Comic Book Radio Theater. I will continue reading a comic book to you. I have in the last couple of weeks. I have been reading to you Super Team Family number 2. Printed. It was put out there into existence for those to perusal and purchase back in January of 1976. Super Team Family number 2. That's what you would find on the racks. Those spinning, turning racks that they would put the comic books in. At the pharmacy, local stores, wherever you got comic books back then. This is what you would find. Well, one of the comic books you'd find of the many. Super Team Family number 2, starring Batman and Deadman. And if you haven't been following, Deadman, he's kind of like a ghost that can enter your body. He can enter your body and he can do what he wants with your body for whatever he wants to do or gain or get done. Super Batman, he can just fight. He can fight and fight very well. Okay. Yeah, let's see if they could figure out the crime that they must uncover and defeat. Okay, I just want to get on the keyboards and the microphone and all that and get this going and everything. But before I do that, when I am done reading this story, we'll listen to music that was brand new back in January of 1976, same time as our comic book was out there. Well, yeah, we'll have a mashup of country music. Yeah, country music just coming right at you with some Waylon Jennings, the beautiful Jesse Coulter. Jimmy Buffett had a real partier. This sounds like a great song to party to. You'll hear it from Jimmy Buffett. And then also the lovely voice of Tanya Tucker. A really sad song. But get happy, because Comic Book Radio Theater is coming on up for you. I'm going to read to you Super Team Family number 2, published January of 1976. All right, I'm going to go find some music and get into reading this comic book to you, get my head into it. How about this? We'll let's do some Buffy St. Marie, and then we'll go from there. All right. Comic Book Radio Theater coming on up, and you'll only hear this here. CKUW 95.9 FM. We do this from the University of Winnipeg. Thank you for listening.
Chance and your race has begun. can see yourself a winner beyond the money and the greed. Beyond the prize is a pure untested need. And to be a champion is more than luck and speed. It's power and freedom in the spirit of the wind.
This is Kaya.
And this is Meg, and we're Plum Vision.
And you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
Now, across the Gotham City night swings, it's famous Cape Crusader. And his astral companion. Down on the street, we have a truck van with a loudspeaker. Out of the loudspeaker is Carlton Kane. He is delivering a message to the people on the street.
This is Carlton Kane! I appeal to all decent citizens to join my crusade to rid the city of corruption, crime, and incompetence like Commissioner Gordon and Batman!
And Batman!
And Batman!
Wow! Carlton Kane sure's shaking up this town! And so are the cops. But what's with Batman? Where's he heading?
And shortly then.
Whitey Marsh's garage. Batman's back on my case. Great, but why?
I can imagine your questions, dead man. On the back of that photo, Monk Manville, he wrote the dates he met with his parole officer. He had to use his real name, Max Chill. He's the brother of the man who killed my parents. Well, I'll be a spook's uncle. Max Chill swore he'd get me for causing his brother Joe's death. Now, I've got a reason for staying on Monk Manville's trail. I got to get him before he gets me. Before he gets me. Before he gets me. We'll recheck Whitey's garage. When a good detective hits a dead end, he comes back over the same ground.
Okay, they go inside the garage that Whitey Marsh owns. They see a control panel.
Let's see, what do these levers and buttons do?
A whole wall begins to move and show that there's more stuff behind it.
Shades of Fu Manchu, a hidden room, and it's loaded with slot machines. And we hit the jackpot. Marsh was connected to the syndicate. Kane was right. Now maybe we'll get the big payoff, the identity of the quote-unquote king. Whoa! Lay off, Batman. It's the hook we want. The hook. Alias Monk Manville, alias Max Chill. What's that noise? Someone's coming. Okay, Batman. You've got us this far. Now I'll take over and get the hook myself.
Hold it there, Batman. I've been waiting a long time to pay you off for my brother Joe's death.
Dead man thinks to himself within the body of Batman.
It's Chill, and he does have a hook. Or am I flipping my bird?
I never thought it would be this easy. Never thought it would be this easy.
Max Chill is pointing a gun at Batman's, well, Batman's body.
Breathe your last breath, Big Sean.
What have I done? I'm getting Batman killed. Hey, look. The hook. The guy knocked me off with. He had it on his left hand. This ain't him. It's on his right. This ain't the hook. This ain't the hook. This ain't the hook. This ain't the hook.
With one swift motion, the ex-acrobat within Batman's body scoops up some coins and flings them.
Here, Chill. And that's not all you're getting, you lowlife. Here's my Sunday punch. Oh,
oh, oh, oh. You missed. You missed, big man. Now I'll hook you into next week. Next one goes in your guts.
Dead man thinks to himself. He's in Batman's body, remember?
I've got to exit before it's too late. Let Batman himself handle this creep.
Huh?
What's happening? It's Manville, alias Max Chill. He's about to slash me.
But Batman punches back with a hard punch right in the stomach.
Beautiful, Batman! Beautiful, sock him!
Batman thinks to himself as he's punching.
Oh, that solid muscle I'm hitting. This guy's no pushover.
Hey, one lucky punch ain't gonna win this fight. Hey, what?
His hook that he had on his arm gets stuck on a huge slot machine.
Look, his hook! His hook! Look. It's a fake!
The next instant, yanked off balance by the hook.
No!
Batman and Deadman are standing over Max Chill. He is underneath a whole lot of slot machines. They're crushing him to death.
He's bought it! Chill! Max Chill! Can you hear me?
Before I check out Batman, I gotta square things up. The quote-unquote king, the king, had me kill Whitey Marsh. He was double-crossing the syndicate. He had me wear this phony hook. To make sure my takeout, make sure someone saw my takeout. So I look like the work of some other gun. I trailed you here, Batman, and put on the hook again so the same guy would be blame.
Max, chill! Chill! Who is the king? Le Saber? Big John Coltrane? Who? 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 Who is the king? Who? 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 Who?
I don't know. I don't know. I was hired by the paymaster. Easy loans. Easy loans. Easy.
He's gone! The Chill Brothers are out of my life! Forever! 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 Forever!
Shortly after, police cars answer Batman's phone call.
So, Max Chill wasn't the hook after all. The king is cunning. He must have read of Boston Brand's murderer. Tried to make Whitey Marsh's killing look like the same man did it.
And soon, across town, they drop down onto the sidewalk. They are in front of Easy Loans, a store for loans.
Easy Loans! This is it! Chill, Max Chill said he was hired by the paymaster, evidently the syndicate's payroll man. Clever! Who'd suspect anyone leaving here with large sums of cash?
Deadman and Batman go inside of Easy Loans. Loans. And they see that the place is ransacked and there is a dead man on the floor. A man lying dead on the floor.
Blazes! The paymaster! He's been taken out too! And totally! The records! The records! All the information! All gone! The king's getting nervous! Must know we're on his trail!
Wait! What's that paper on the floor? What's that paper on the floor? What's that paper on the floor?
Hi, I'm Martin R. Howell for CKUW 95.9. I'm reading you a comic book. This is Comic Book Radio Theater. Now let's get back to our story.
of ledger book page. This could be it. The answer to everything. 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 Everything.
Not long after, a skiff sculls silently on black waters. Carrying two passengers. Two hunters entering a dark domain.
Cobbler, Carlton Kane set up, eh? Why's Batman taking us there?
Batman is rowing the boat and thinking to himself.
Written on that scrap piece of paper, Sacred River Accounts. That's a clue. That's a clue. That's a clue. That's a clue. In Coleridge's poem, Kubla Khan, there's a palace, Xanadu, where Elf the Sacred River ran. Well, Carlton Kane calls his place Xanadu. This stream could be his sacred river. My hunch is that the account name is code. Good thing he doesn't have guards on his quote-unquote river. Hope I'm wrong. Although Kane's been against Batman, I was always sure we were on the same side of the law. Moments later, inside Xanadu. Sir, the paymaster has been quote-unquote discharged as you wished.
Good, good! With my quote-unquote reform campaign moving to a climax, No one must betray my secret role as the king!
No one but me, Kane!
Batman, you phoned me out! You phoned me out! You phoned me out! You phoned me out!
Carlton Kane's butler turns around and tries to shoot Batman with a gun, but Batman punches him right away.
Oops! Second-class butlers! No manners! You had me fooled for a long time there, Kane. I thought it was Le Sabre.
Dead Man is in the background, thinking to himself, watching what's happening.
Batman wants me to cool it until he gets a full confession.
That peasant? Just a cog in my syndicate. As was Big Jim Coltrane. Now I alone conceived it all. The crime wave to make Gotham turn me into its savior. And then political power to give me absolute control of the city. But it's a scheme you'll never reveal to anyone, Batman. I've just summoned help. You're trapped forever here in Xanadu. Now, I'll have a little sport with you, Batman. The great Batman. Before I have your lifeless body buried 100 feet deep beneath these stones. You can't evade a sword of a trained samurai for long, Batman.
Carlton Kane pulls out two samurai swords. They're both in his hands, and he's swiping them at Batman. Dead Man thinks to himself as he's watching in the room.
He's right! No matter what Batman said, I've got to take over Kane's body! Whoa, we got company! I gotta take care of them first!
Hey, hey, it's the boss!
Hey, hey,
it's the boss!
Hey, it's Batman!
The boss.
He's with the boss!
Drill him!
Drill him!
Drill him!
Drill him!
Drill him!
Carlton Tate. Carlton Kane takes another big swipe at Batman, nearly cutting him.
Oh, that was close! Oh, that was close! Oh, that was close!
Deadman enters the body of one of Carlton Kane's thugs. Deadman, in the body of one of the thugs, punches the other thug in the face.
Oh, Glassjaw, now to get rid of this body and help out Batman.
Without a pause, Deadman hurls his borrowed body at the marble wall, knocking it out. Carlton Kane takes another big samurai sword swipe at Batman. Batman jumps over it.
A trap floor door under me! A trap floor door opening underneath me!
But Batman's trained reflexes snap into action and Batman leaps and punches Carlton Kane in the face.
Stay back!
Not on your life, Kane! You've been out of my reach for far too long already!
The butler for Carlton Kane, he's recovered. He's awakened again, and he has his gun pointed at Batman. Batman doesn't realize it. Deadman does, and he thinks to himself.
The butler, he's recovered. He's taking an aim on Batman. I've got to take him over.
Like a flash, Deadman hurls himself at the would-be killer, racing a heartbeat at a time.
Oh, no, too late, he's fired! No, too late, he's fired! No, too late, he's fired!
But, Deadman's desperate dive jars the gunman's aim just a hair. And the bullet clangs and ricochets off Carlton Kane's samurai sword, and the bullet hits Carlton Kane, killing him. Ah! Now the great room echoes the silence of death.
You okay, Batman?
Thanks, Deadman. I'm okay. Once in Xanadu, there lived Kubla Kane, where Elf the Sacred River ran through caverns measureless to man. So long, Carlton Kane. Too bad your power madness overthrew your brilliant brain.
The next day.
It's over, Deadman. If you hadn't pushed me into looking for Whitey Marsh's murderer, I'd never have saved Gotham from this fantastic plot. But I failed you. We didn't find your killer.
Listen, dead man. Maybe some other time I'll be able to help you. If you have another lead turn up, I won't fail next time.
Dead man thinks to himself in his ghostly form.
Hey, I can't let Batman go on this way. I'll just hop inside him for a second and...
Dead man, inside of Batman, grabs a pen or a marker and writes a message. Now, one man's arm scrawls another man's message. A message from a dead man. He gets out of his body now. What he wrote reads...
Next time, we'll get him. Thanks, buddy. Adios, dead man. Goodbye, dead man. Maybe someday you'll find your killer, the hook, and you'll find peace.
Next issue, The Flash and Hawkman join forces to battle Super Gorilla Grodd. Watch for Super Team Family number 3 on sale next week in November.
This has been Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM. This happened in Winnipeg. You have just listened to a reading of Super Team Family, number 2, January, the year 1976.
I grew up a-dreamin' of being a cowboy, loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of the modern drifter, don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies, then leave them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are. Sadly, in search of one step in back of themselves and the slow moving dreams. Cowboys are special with their own brand of misery from being alone too long. Could die from the cold in the arms of a nightmare, knowing well your best days are gone. Picking up hookers instead of my pen, I let the words of my youth fade away. Oh, worn out saddles, old worn out memories, with no one had no place to stay. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems. Sadly in search of one step in back of themselves and their slow-moving dreams.
Thursday I'll be roaring Friday night when soot and I wouldn't alone. Making country music with old Joe Bones. Duval Street was rocking. My eyes, they started popping. Because there she sat at the corner of the bar as I broke another string on my old guitar. Someone call a cab. Lady, won't you pay my tab? And now my head hurts, my feet stink, and I don't love Jesus. Was that kind of morning? Really was that kind of night? Trying to tell myself that my condition is improving. And if I don't die by Thursday, I'll be roaring Friday night. Got to get a little orange juice and a Darvon for my head. I can't spend all day, baby, laying in the bed. I'm going out to Fausto's, get some chocolate milk. Can't spend my life in your seats of silk. I've got to find my way. That my condition is improving. And if I don't die by Thursday, I'll be roaring Friday night. Let me tell you, be roaring Friday night. I mean, I'll be roaring Friday
can't stand another me, well, then that's okay. That's fine, because Comic Book Radio Theater is done for this week. I've been your host, Martin R. Howell, and this has been the latest edition of Winnipeg Arena is on Fire. I got to talk fast, because I got to get out quick. So
let's wrap this up. That's how I'll do it. Just wrap this up. You are listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. And as I get out of here, how about we listen to some Apollo Sons? They're from here in town. Apollo Sons, we'll listen to them. All right. I've been your host, Martin. This show is Winnipeg Arena is on Fire. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening. We are the community-supported 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening. CKUW. So long now.
It's the new Play-Doh Dr. Drill and Fill.
Open wide, look inside, he needs some Play-Doh teeth. One goes here, one goes there.
Some go underneath.
My, oh my, what can this be?
For goodness sakes, a cavity!
First the drilling must begin, then put the Play-Doh filling in. Now his Play-Doh teeth are done, Dr. Drill and Fill is fun. You can make it with Play-Doh.
The Play-Doh Dr. Drill and Fill. It's new from Kenner.